for free.
CBS News Brief. A judge has sentenced former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to prison for accepting bribes. CBS's Lindsay Reiser has details.
He has been sentenced to 11 years in prison in his federal corruption case. He was accused of using his powerful position as chair on the Foreign Relations Committee, essentially being a foreign agent for Egypt.
Menendez says he will appeal. President Trump has signed the Lake and Riley Act. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi says it adds nonviolent offenses to the list of charges undocumented migrants.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Xfinity Center in College Park, Maryland, welcome to our Badgers pregame show as the Badgers back on the road for a pair of games this week, Northwestern on Saturday afternoon in Evanston. But tonight, it's Wisconsin and the Maryland Terrapins, winners of five of their last six games. That one loss, a buzzer-beating setback to Northwestern at Welch Ryan Arena. As for the Badgers, they have won eight out of nine, including a blowout win on Sunday against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. On our pregame show, we will, as always, check in with head coach Greg Gard. We'll also hear from graduate transfer John Tanjay. Coming up, we'll check in with Jesse Temple of The Athletic, who has a really good piece about John Blackwell. We'll talk to Jesse in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S., If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Badgers pregame show. Wisconsin and Maryland, another tough week on the road. Terps tonight and then Northwestern down in Evanston on Saturday afternoon. Joined, as always, by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Jesse, you had a chance to sit down for an extended conversation with John Blackwell late last week as we continue to watch his development. He was pretty good last year as a freshman, even better now as a sophomore. Can you give us a little teaser of what's going to be appearing in The Athletic?
Sure. Well, in addition to talking to John, I had a chance to talk to his dad, Glenn, and I thought there was some fascinating insight on Glenn's process to try and make the NBA. Obviously, Glenn was a four-year shooting guard at Illinois, and he got a free agent tryout with the Seattle Supersonics in the summer of 1988, and he kept making the next cut to the Summer League in LA, to the Veterans Camp. And he said there was a time there after a game with the Chicago Bulls where then coach Bernie Bickerstaff called him over and said, "You're not going to make the cut." He was vying for one roster spot among 12 players. And he said, "It didn't take a rocket science to figure out why I didn't make it. I was a good catch and shoot guy, but did not have necessarily the ball handling ability." And he realized in order to make the league, you needed to be a great combo guard. And what's fascinating about that is he internalized that and remembered that and said, when John became a very good player, he wanted to make sure that the limitations that Glenn had would not impact John. And we're seeing some of the fruits of that labor because while John is a combo guard, he's the starting point guard for Wisconsin as a sophomore this season. And you're just seeing all the fruits of the labor that John has put in come out right now as a sophomore.
I remember talking with John last year, and he mentioned the things that he learned, advice from his father. I mean, it could be simple things about, look, at this level, you got to bring it every day, all those intangibles. But there is a toughness, but it doesn't hurt to have a father who played at a high level, part of those really good Illinois teams, could learn a lot. And the best part about this with Blackwell, and we only get to know these guys so well, but he certainly appears to be someone who listens, who is coachable, who's always looking, okay, how can I get better today? Do you get the same read?
Absolutely. Having a great family upbringing has a lot to do with that. When I was talking to John, he took out his cell phone and he showed me his text message exchanges with his dad. And there are dozens and dozens of messages that are voice app messages into a text where Glenn is offering him some type of wisdom. Sometimes it's a basketball nugget and sometimes it isn't. But it goes beyond basketball with John, and I think that allows him to thrive on the court. One of his favorite sayings is a verse from Genesis, from the Bible, seed time and harvest. I think people may have seen that on the Big Ten Network Journey special. But the idea, and this comes from Glenn, is you got to sow the seeds of hard work. You put in that work, and those seeds eventually lead to a fruitful harvest. And that obviously is translating on the court as well.
Yeah, it applies to Kamari McGee, I think, as well, the work that he did, and it probably goes right down the line. I try to tell myself, this team is playing really well. It's really fun to watch. This time last year, it was 8-1 in the Big Ten. And then a game got away in Lincoln. Things started to go sideways. I like to think that this team is better positioned. I know it's at 6-3, but it's better positioned to absorb if it's an injury or whatever the case, as opposed to last year, a little more depth. Would you agree with that?
It certainly feels that way. We talked before about a game where John Tanji goes scoreless and you'd think you have no shot out on the road. Well, they won anyway because they've got multiple players who can step up, including John Blackwell, who had a big game. We know they're scoring at a clip that hasn't been seen in 50-plus years at Wisconsin. So it does feel like they're perhaps better positioned to weather the storm. But I also feel like Badgers fans are probably approaching this stretch with a slight level of trepidation because of what happened the last two seasons. It's one thing to be in a great spot in January. It's another to still be in a great spot in March. But so far, Wisconsin has done all it can do. We just know that the rest of the schedule has some very difficult competition.
Including tonight. They're going to see a different style tonight as opposed to Sunday, where Nebraska, which early in the year was playing really good defense. That has not been the case lately, especially against the three. Now a Maryland team that gets about 20 points a game off turnovers. So we talked about John Blackwell. I dropped in Kamari McGee's name. They have the big and Derek Queen, but those guards for Maryland, this is going to be a really interesting matchup tonight, isn't it?
Absolutely. These are two teams that are in the top 20 in the NCAA net ranking, so pretty similar. And much like Wisconsin, Maryland has five players averaging double figures in scoring, so they obviously have a lot of balance, just like Wisconsin. This is going to be one of the toughest tests Wisconsin has had in quite some time, and really a part of this stretch where you're now playing the best of the best in the Big Ten. They've had a handful of those teams, but they're really backloaded on this schedule, so we'll be interested to see how it plays out today.
Maryland has won 5 of its last 6 games. The one loss was at Northwestern. I know the Wildcats aren't having the kind of year that they thought that they could have, at least so far. But when they're good, look out. So this is a very challenging week, to say the least, for the Badgers. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight, as we hear from John Tanjay coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Our pregame coverage continues with our Badger Spotlight as we hear from graduate student John Tanjay out of North Omaha, Nebraska, who lit up his home state team on Sunday afternoon, scoring 27 points in that win against the Huskers, going 5 of 11 from the three-point line. His last two games, Tanjay is 11 of 18 from distance, this after not scoring in what was still a 15-point Wisconsin win at USC. There was no reason to worry, and clearly Tanjay is back on track as Wisconsin gets ready for another busy week on the road with Maryland tonight and Northwestern on Saturday afternoon. This is a stretch of 4 out of 5 on the road, including that extended trip, 6 nights worth in the road swing to Los Angeles for games against USC and UCLA. But it was good to be on the road. It might sound grueling, those long flights and all of that, but Tanjay and his teammates made the best of it all, saying it was really a pretty good trip.
Absolutely. I think we had a lot of time to, you know, spend with each other, bring us closer in the year and kind of get, not necessarily a vacation, but, you know, get to go down there, get some good weather, be able to, you know, walk around and spend some time with each other was huge for us.
It's interesting as people get to know you. I talked to Coach Gard about you. Like, every player wants to get statistics and all that, but they say one of the things that stands about you is, did your team win or not? So even with the USC game, you won. So you were as happy as anybody in the room, right? You've always been that way as a player?
Absolutely. I'm here to compete and get the win. And, other guys stepped up and we were able to get the win, and that's all that mattered. So.
And then the next day, next game, you were raining threes on people, but you were probably the most disappointed guy, right, with the outcome of the game, but just being able to see it go through again. I would imagine you're getting a lot more attention from teams maybe than you were at the beginning of the season as teams see what you've been able to do. Have you noticed that during games? You're probably up pretty high in the scouting report now.
But that's to be expected. I feel like, it's just part of it, trying to compete, come out here and get a win. And, teams are going to game plan against me. And, I'm up for the challenge, and I love to show up here every day and compete.
Going back to the L.A. trip, I'm told that you're one of the big UFC guys on the team, mm-hmm. you and a couple others, so that was probably a good kick for you, seeing all those competitors out there at the hotel in L.A.?
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, a lot of those guys, I look up to a lot of those guys, and I take a lot of inspiration from them, so it was awesome to be able to go around and meet some of them, actually. It was a surreal moment.
I know John was talking about it, where, like, in some ways you can translate, because those guys, nobody wants to tap out, so the sports are different, but maybe there are some things from that that helps you as a basketball athlete too.
Absolutely. There's a lot of the mental stuff that goes into it, and I've studied a lot of those guys for years now, so it was awesome to be able to see some of those guys and see how they work as well.
I talked to you early in the season. Now we circle back here a little bit past the midway point. Everything being here as a Wisconsin Badger, everything you had hoped for, at least everything you hoped for, if not more?
Yeah, it's been everything and more. It's been an unbelievable experience. I couldn't have, it's an opportunity given from God, and I know that just from everything I've gotten here has just been amazing. The good, the bad, the ugly, it's all been beautiful and amazing, and I've been so, grateful to be here.
As good as you guys have been, it's been pretty good. Where do you feel like, what's the next step with this team to be an even better team down the stretch here?
Yeah, just step by step, day by day, trying to get better and put it together, with the process. So I think, we're learning a lot still, and still getting better, so I'm super excited about the future.
How much have you leaned on or just picked the brains of guys who've been around, if it's Stevie, if it's Gilmore, Kamari, I know he transferred in, Max, is that, those guys all been a big help to you as you continue to grow here at Wisconsin?
Absolutely, those guys have been huge for me. Just being, older guys that I can talk to and just figure out what the culture is about here and figure out how things have looked, how things have been, and just trying to fit in and learn everything I can from those guys. They've been huge since day one.
That's Badgers graduate student John Tanjay, and that's today's Badger Spotlight. Stick around. The Notebook is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates.
Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Continues from College Park, Wisconsin, and Maryland. It's a gold rush night, and the students, they've occupied almost all the chairs. All kinds of pleasantries, one-finger salute. That's not towards you, is it, Butchie?
Probably is. Usually is. It's just coming from you normally.
I know. I train them well. Everybody, Brian Butch, this is going to be a fun atmosphere here tonight. I mean, you were on a Badger team that played here back in the old days when it was a Big Ten ACC Challenge.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know how this place can be. It's a lot of – we talk about Jekyll and Hyde teams. This could be a pretty quiet place. It's the third largest arena in the conference. It could be one of the quietest places. It could be one of the loudest. I think we're going to see the latter, hear the latter tonight.
No, I do. It was funny. Nolan Winter at Shoot-Around goes, "Hey, Butchie, look up to see how many places in this seat or how many seats are in this place." I said, "Boys, that's got to be 17, 16, something." The over-under they had was 13 and a half. And I said, "Well, no. The big part of it is the student section and the wall. You said. I mean, that thing just elevates up dramatically. It's a great place. Like you said, when there's a lot of fans here, it's a great environment. Tonight's going to be a great environment. It also helps that their basketball team is playing some pretty good basketball right now, too. Two huge road wins for them.
Which the road has been massively treacherous for the Terps in recent years. But to win in Champaign and then get the Rodney Rice big three in the closing seconds a few days ago to beat Indiana in Bloomington. But they have won 5 out of 6. And the contrasting styles that you see in this conference now, and to be honest, Nebraska has really struggled defensively, especially guarding the three. Maryland is a team that'll heat you up, might mix things up what it does defensively, but gets it. We'll hear from Greg Gard in a bit. Maryland can get a fair share of offense off of its defense.
Well, there's no question, and that's what they want to do. I mean, they get 19, almost 20 points a game off of turnovers. When you talk about how that, them averaging 83, not the math, but that's 25% almost, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good, Dr.
Butch. I like to round up a little bit, but when you get a team that gets that much points, production, just from turning teams over, it's a hard to overcome when you do give that up. And I think that's the biggest key for tonight's game is that right there is Wisconsin's got to take care of the basketball, make Maryland score the ball in the half court.
You know, the guards have really ramped it up for Maryland of late, but a player that we talked about on opening night, Derek Queen, pretty good start to his college career, 22 points, 20 rebounds in his first college game, a win against Manhattan. He's averaging 15, about 8 rebounds. Really eager to see him in person to see what he's about because he obviously is putting together a very good freshman year.
Yeah, coming off Big Ten Freshman of the Week this past week as well. He's got 5 double-doubles in what he does. 25 points against Illinois. Just, I know it's one of those things, but when you have a presence down low and you've got guards that want to heat up, the opponent's offensive side of the ball, which Maryland does, now he can anchor defensively. And if you're going to have a guy anchor it defensively, guess what? You better give the ball on the offensive end, and that's exactly what they do. And, they run the cross screens, especially now with him and Julian Reese together. Those two bigs, they play so well off of each other.
Wisconsin's playing better defensively here. The blip was UCLA, and that was a certain section of the game. What have you seen from the Badgers at that end of the floor where you're thinking, okay, they're starting to figure this out?
Well, I think more than anything, they're staying tighter. So driving lanes are smaller. When you get spread out, what happens is those driving lanes get so big that now all of a sudden everyone's trying to get in the paint. They're getting to the paint. Now you're forcing the help, so the help comes. That's where you've got drop-offs or you get spray-outs for threes. So when you get spread out, it's just bad things happen. So they're playing tighter, and I would say they're following KYP a little bit more. Is they're understanding what the scouting report says. They're understanding if their guy they're guarding is a three-point shooter, they're getting out there. If not, they're staying in, and they're staying together as five. And then you're seeing them just help each other a whole bunch.
I think the interesting part about this game for Wisconsin defensively, Maryland shoots the three at a very good rate, but it relies on the two for, what, 53% of its points. So it can shoot the three, but it's not a live and die by the three, it would appear.
No, and a lot of it is, you know, you got your threes and layups. When you get 53% of it, which is 74th in the nation as far as how many percentage points they get from two, it helps because you got two bigs down there, too, that are really good finishers in Queen and Reese. I mean, but together those guys are averaging 28, almost 29 points a game, and that's where they do their work.
Yeah, Julian Reese, certainly the name that Badger fans would be most familiar with and probably by far in this Maryland roster. Senior out of Baltimore, honorable mention, all Big Ten. He's been a bit of a double-doubles machine in his time as a Terp. He has 9 such games this season, including a couple on the road last week, 27-17 at Illinois, 14-10 against Indiana on Sunday. That was a game that Rodney Rice hit a three in the final seconds of that game. Indiana actually had a chance to tie or win it late, but a very poor possession in the last 3.9 seconds. And a Maryland team that has now won 3 games in a row coming into this matchup against the Wisconsin Badgers. That is your notebook. Stay with us. More of our Badgers pregame coverage is coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We're side at the Xfinity Center in College Park, Wisconsin, and the Maryland Terrapins. When the clock strikes zero on the scoreboard here tonight, the Badgers will be halfway through their conference schedule. They go into this matchup in fourth with a 6-3 record, followed closely by the Terrapins, UCLA, and Illinois. Each of those teams 6-4. So a long way to go, Butchie, but still a sizable game here tonight for both teams, trying to finish at least in that top four in the conference standings.
Well, this is a huge game. I mean, when you look at where they're at and what's at stake tonight, this is a huge game as far as the Big Ten. And you look at Wisconsin, you get to 6-3 or 7-3, you're feeling really good. I know Michigan State's 9-0 right now in the league, but their schedule coming up for Michigan State is really tough. I mean, if you get to 7-3 halfway through this season, you're feeling really good about competing for a Big Ten championship.
Yeah,
you really are.
Yeah, yeah. Michigan State with a backloaded schedule. The Spartans will come here. They'll have two games ahead with Michigan. They got another game with Illinois coming up. The Badgers still, after tonight, tough road test on Saturday, of course, against Northwestern. They still have Purdue and Michigan State looming on the road. So big for both here tonight. It should be a big-time atmosphere here in College Park, Maryland. About a half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot Around.
Pre-game show continues from College Park, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard, continuing this stretch now, 4-5 on the road. But I guess if you could bottle up the way you guys started against Nebraska, if it's possible, any coach in America would bottle up that kind of start. That was pretty close to perfection, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Well, it helps when the ball goes in, Matt. And I would say that cures a lot of ills. But no, I thought we've played very unselfishly pretty much all year. And I think this group has continued to grow together and grow as a team as we march through January here and trying to get better. And I think we've shown it in spurts. That we are taking steps forward both individually and collectively. But there weren't a lot of mistake clips on Monday in film, so that's always a good sign, right? I don't have to search real hard to find miscues and a lot of good things to show.
It's one thing for a player to really love if you want to call it a style, whatever, say, yeah, I want to be in that style. It's another to fully understand it. You talk about how these guys share the ball. They really seem to get it, don't they, the things that you're looking for in that?
Yeah, they do. And I think that's the one thing that this group has really embraced and how we've gotten better from, you know, this is offensively probably been a 3-year or so transformation, and just this is the first time we've really, I think, felt organic and natural with it. Part of it's the players, obviously, and part of it's the time that we've been able to have with the system. So, you know, obviously when you have really good players and you put them in good positions and they're unselfish and play off of one another really well, it leads typically to good results. So there's always a challenge of getting better, and obviously tonight's opponent will challenge us in different ways, but I like how this group has grown together.
And at the other end of the floor, the defense got back to the way you guys had been playing. And UCLA is hot right now, and we should probably preface that. I know that, you know, the defensive performance you guys always want to improve on, but these last several games now, it's been a pretty good sign.
Yeah, it has. You know, and I think you really take the UCLA game, the back, you know, the last or a middle 12 minutes or so of that, where we just got too extended. We got distorted defensively in terms of our positioning, and they took advantage of the holes that created because of that got created because of that. So I thought Sunday we were better in terms of squeezing the floor. Obviously, who you play dictates a lot of that. Sometimes you can't squeeze it as much because of shooters at a variety of positions, but all in all, much better performance on Sunday.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more with head coach Greg Gard. Pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Badgers and the Terrapins tonight. We'll have more coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
I
We continue with head coach Greg Gard as Wisconsin, which has won 8 of 9, playing Maryland, which has won 5 of 6. A lot of new faces there. Julian Reese, not one of the new faces. He's been around for a minute. But all these guys seem like they're really hitting their stride right now.
Yeah, I think they are. You know, and they've, you know, they played well early in the year, and then they kind of hit a little skid as they had to make a West Coast trip and didn't fare real well with it. But I think since they've come back, they've kind of regrouped a little bit and tightened the rotation, quite frankly, only playing about 6 or 7 guys. But you mentioned the two big guys up front, Derek Queen and Julian Reese, and then obviously three backcourt players, so to speak, that all, I think, bring them different things, all transfers in. So it's a team that definitely is playing really well, and you can see why pretty quickly when you turn on the tape.
You could pick any of those three, but the ones that a lot of folks are talking about these days is Jacoby Gillespie. I guess could have been a high-level football player. He has chosen this sport. Tell us about him. What's the challenge
here? Yeah, just, you know, comes from a really good program at Belmont, so you know he was coached well there and knew how to play, and just plays with you know, really good speed, really good tempo, understands, changes gears really well, you know, can shoot it from deep, shoot it off the bounce, finds their bigs in the pick and roll. So it's really, you know, jumps passing lanes, can create some defense into offense. So really, you can just tell he's a mature, experienced player, and I think their success is a result of that.
You mentioned his ability to turn defense into offense. This team has a good ability to do that better than most, right?
Yeah, they do. You know, and I think they put pressure on you from the beginning and really are in your hip pocket and varying degrees. So there's times they turn it up a little bit more, and then there's times they, depending on how you handle it, but you're always going to have some type of pressure involved. So for us, it's a matter of just playing release and playing free and stress-free, and not, I think how we've jumped offensively will help us tonight in terms of we can just organically flow into the stuff we do, and probably won't be a lot of set calls. We're just going to have to play and handle the pressure as it comes.
Sounds like it's going to be a pretty big and boisterous crowd. Nobody there is going to guard your guys or set a screen, but historically your guys kind of like it right on the road. If it gets loud, they kind of embrace that.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a hostile environment in tonight. I know they're Gold Rush or whatever they call it. They got t-shirts and everything ready to roll, and first their students are back. So a great Big Ten environment.
All right, this Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. Coming up, our look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pre-game coverage continues here from College Park. Let's check out the Big Ten Conference. One other game tonight. Rutgers will be at Northwestern. The Badgers travel to Evanston on Saturday for a 1 o'clock tip. Last night, just the one game. Michigan State was all over Minnesota, led big at the half, and then cruised in 73-51. Gophers have been playing some pretty good ball, and still no one, as you mentioned a little earlier, no one's been able to find the ingredient, at least in this conference, to take down Michigan State, at least so far.
Well, they played fast, and that's exactly what Michigan State wants to do. Their pace has been so good this year, and that's why they've gotten out to the leads that they have. That's why they're undefeated right now in Big Ten play.
You mentioned Rutgers sitting there at 3-6, which is, you know, disappointing given the hype going into the year with the star freshman, with Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. Harper's been in and out of the lineup, injuries, illness, all that. That's a tough one. That's the risk you take, I guess, with, you know, very high-priced players, which when they're on the floor together, they're generally very good.
But the bottom line is they're 3-6 in the Big Ten.
Well, yeah, and no Dylan Harper tonight against Northwestern. That, and also the other part of it is high-priced freshmen.
Yes.
I mean, even though, like, they're ultra-talented, they're going to be drafted in the top five in the NBA draft, this league, it's different. It's different. There's not a lot of freshmen that come in and have a great success. Now, Derek Queen for Maryland has said, look at me, I'm averaging 15-8 in this league. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's different. There's going to be bad nights. There's going to be good nights. And I think that's the, like you said, the risk you take with high-priced freshmen.
Yeah, especially freshmen who are very unlikely to be sophomores.
Correct.
You know, period. You know,
where's
you
their focus? What do they want to do?
Yeah.
Especially towards, you know, gets towards the end of the season. You know, again, like I said, I don't know the injury to Dylan Harper, but he's not playing again tonight against Northwestern.
Yeah, he has battled illness for a chunk of the season. When the Badgers played, he tried to go and was ineffective. Ace Bailey just had a tough night. But, yeah, it is a little risk-reward going on now in this world of NIL and then the probable revenue sharing once that if/when that gets approved in the summer. Another topic for another day, but that's a part of it now, a real part of it in college basketball. That's our look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. We continue. We'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's game, the Badgers and the Terrapins. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Back at College Park, our pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Maryland. Time for Brian Butch's keys to the game.
The first thing for Wisconsin, limit your turnovers. You look at this Maryland team, they get almost 20 points off turnovers. That's the obvious one. I think second, rebound the ball at an elite level. You got Julian Reese, Derek Queen. They're going to clean up the glass. You have to match the physicality of what they bring. The other thing, Points in the paint, we've already talked about it, but Maryland, their team that scores 53% of their points from the two-point range. So obviously take care of the paint, dominate that, make that difficult. The last thing is the three-point line. Both teams shooting 36%. Maryland at 36.5, Wisconsin at 36.2. That's going to play a factor in this game. Who shoots it the best from the three-point line and who gets good quality threes? Both teams are going to try to take away that three-point line. Who takes the quality threes? I think it'll be very crucial in this game tonight.
Yeah, Badgers on average will attempt more per game than Maryland, but as Butchie said, the quality of it and how well will the other side defend.
Absolutely.
As well. Those are your keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health, the sports medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Cameron Hunter slowly but surely working his way back from lower body injuries suffered a couple of weeks ago. Everybody else up and running for Wisconsin. The rotation players for Maryland all up and running here tonight, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Maryland Terrapins, Kevin Willard in his third year in College Park. 54-35 is record. The previous 12 years, he was at Seton Hall. His starting five made up of Selton Miguel, 6'4", fifth-year senior transfer from South Florida, averaging 11.5 points per game, averaging close to 15 a game for the Bulls last year. He was the American Athletic Conference sixth man of the year. Derek Queen, the 6'10 freshman out of Baltimore, 15 points, 8 rebounds, a couple of assists. He has 25 steals so far this season. Julian Reese, 6'9", senior out of Baltimore, 13.7 points, better than 9 rebounds. He has rejected 32 shots per game. Jacoby Gillespie is a 6'1 junior out of Greenville, Tennessee at 14.5 points a game. And Rodney Rice, 6'4 sophomore out of Clinton, Maryland, 12.5 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. For the Wisconsin Badgers, Greg Gard, year number 10, ninth full year, 202 wins now on his resume. The same lineup as usual. Stephen Crow, the 7-footer out of Eagan, Minnesota, 10 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. Nolan Winters, 6'11 sophomore out of Lakeville, Minnesota, 10 points, about 6 rebounds per game. John Tanjay is a 6'5 grad student from North Omaha, Nebraska, 18 points, 5 boards and your guard combo. You got Max Klesman, 6'4 senior out of Neenah, Wisconsin at 10 points a game. And John Blackwell, 6'4 sophomore from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, 16 points, 4.7 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. And those are your starting lineups. Wisconsin leads the series 15-8, 10-6 against the Terps since Maryland became a Big Ten member. And the Badgers have won 5 of the last 6 outings against the Terrapins. Wisconsin and Maryland tonight at College Park at the Xfinity Center. Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands. Coming up next, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa. Maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamental and sound.
Rebound Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From the Xfinity Center in College Park, Maryland, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Shelley Kofsky back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Big-time Big Ten matchup here tonight. The 6-3 Badgers, 16-4 overall, against the Maryland Terrapins. They're 6-4 in the conference, 16-5 overall. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, we all know things have changed in the world of college athletics in recent years, but it's still college basketball, and there's still a different vibe to it. Definitely a different vibe here tonight, Butchie, as the students here in full force. The other folks getting in here, they'll get here when they get here. But the people who make these buildings so loud, they are here. It's a gold rush. Should be a fun atmosphere here tonight.
What should be good? D.C. traffic will get you always.
Yeah,
you
know every time. It's undefeated.
Every time, it's unbelievable. So that being said, when you look at this game, like, it's not only an important game in conference as Maryland 6-4, Wisconsin 6-3. But you talk about the top four with now the halfway point for Wisconsin after this game. You want to be in that top four. You want to get that double bye. You want to find a way to continue to play there. Plus, Wisconsin's playing great basketball, but how do they handle this environment on the road on top of coming back from the West Coast?
Yeah.
So they're weak in the West Coast, a quick game at home against Nebraska. Now you go to the East Coast and you play a really good Maryland team who had two really good road wins against Illinois and Indiana.
Yeah, they dropped the hammer on Illinois and then took one late on a Rodney Rice three with about 7 seconds left. Indiana had a chance to tie or win it. Came up empty. The Terps have won 5 out of 6. This is a quad one opportunity for both here, as both of these teams are in the top 20 in the net rankings, and that's one of the tools used by the NCAA selection committee. By the way, the Badgers against quad one opponents are 4 up and 4 down, 9-4 against quad one and quad two. Maryland 3-4 going into tonight's game against quad one, 6-5 against quad one and quad two opponents. If you're looking at any kind of rankings, that one matters more than the AP or all the other
right.
stuff. This one is one of the tools being used. Bottom line is both teams are among the better ones in the country.
Yeah, and this is a game where you've got to be disciplined. You talk about where Wisconsin has made the right direction on the defensive end. This is a game where Maryland, you know what they're going to do. They're going to get the ball in the post. They're going to try to knock down some threes. How do you guard that? The biggest thing is, don't let them get going early with your turnovers, though. Like,
yes.
Stay to your discipline defensively. But don't let this fan base, don't let this student section get rolling, because they're loud, they're active, they want to cheer about something. Don't give them something.
And really something for us to track early, because we have seen this Wisconsin team early in games be turnover prone. Some of these early possessions, to your point, see if they can avoid that throughout the night, but especially right out of the gate. Kelly Pfeiffer, Michael Reed, and Vern Harris are your officials. Maryland will have the home gold unis, the Badgers and the traveling Cardinal, and the white trim as we are about set to go here in College Park, Maryland. Wisconsin against the Maryland Terrapins. Later tonight, Northwestern will square off against Rutgers. So another busy week on the road for the Badgers. They'll get home late tonight / early tomorrow, get a couple of good workouts in Thursday, Friday, and then take the bus ride down to Evanston for the Saturday matchup against the Cats.
Just like you did on the treadmill. Get a couple good workouts in. Now you're feeling good, and now you're ready to rock and roll. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Good. Did you have enough to